Well, at last, spring is almost here, and to celebrate, the Interior Department, working with the Agriculture Department, wants to help people locate their nearest national park, or maybe some other federally managed property they might not even know about. Well, they're hosting a hackathon in April. They hope web developers will create apps for travelers. For more on the hackathon, we turn to Tim Fullerton, the Director of Digital Strategy at the Interior Department. Tim, good morning. Great to have you back.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me.
All right. So, you know, can we just back up for a moment? I don't think everyone in the world absolutely knows what a hackathon is or what happens there. Can you just review that for us?
Yeah. So basically what we're doing is we're inviting developers from the private sector to come into the Interior building in April and use a lot of our federal lands and water data to develop the beginnings of apps using what they're thinking is something that the public would like to see.
Why do hackathons work? I thought that software development is pretty much a solitary activity.
Well, I think the good thing about this is that the federal government recognizes that maybe we are not probably the best to do app development, something that the private sector can do quite well. So what we want to do is sort of have a public-private partnership where they come in, we tell them the type of data that we've got, and we're really leaning on their advice and expertise on beginning to develop these things that the public would actually use.
So in other words, someone could be sitting there and saying, you know, if I had access to this type of data, then this app would really be able to do this, that, and the backflips, and then they could call you over or call someone from the department over and say, hey, do you have this data set, and can I get an API to it?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad we established that one now. All right, so, but this is a better way than, say, just a development contract or some kind of a challenge, do you think?
Well, the best thing about this is that there are no needs to do any contracts. We're actually just, you know, we're working with certain developer communities to invite them in. So we don't have to write a contract where only one developer would get a shot at this. We're inviting the whole community to participate.
Okay, so now you've got recreation.gov, and that goes back some years. In fact, I think that was a pioneering federal website where people could actually complete a transaction at it maybe 10, 15 years ago by, setting aside a camping spot for themselves. What's going on with recreation.gov, and how will that, is it still going? And will it inform these apps that you're hoping to develop?
So recreation.gov, for those who don't know, is still the main federal website if you're looking for public lands information across the whole entire federal family. So all interior managed public lands, which includes national parks, Fish and Wildlife Service, BLM lands, but also Forest Service lands as well. So that website is still going strong. They're actually working on developing the next iteration of recreation.gov. So that is still going to be the main point for the government. But what this does is allow developers to take the data that's in recreation.gov and put it out through mobile apps. That's one area that I think we would all agree that the federal government isn't really an expert in, and so we want to give that community the ability to take the data that's in rec.gov and push it out to their communities.
Now, with respect to recreation.gov itself, is it one of those applications that adapts itself automatically when someone accesses it from a mobile phone versus a desktop computer?
Yeah, so the recreation.gov has been mobile responsive. About a couple years ago, the president launched a new travel and tourism initiative to encourage more domestic travelers to public lands, but also to encourage international visitors to visit as well. And so as part of that, we did a full redesign of recreation.gov and also did it responsively. And part of that initiative was also starting to develop this API that we just launched and then going to have the hackathon in April.
Now, yesterday we had John Jarvis on, who, of course, is the director of the National Park Service, and they've had record numbers of people visiting. And so are you sure you really need to tell people where these parks are when 290 million people made it so far last year?
Well, yeah, I think the great thing about this is that there are so many public lands that there is still plenty of space on the overwhelming majority of these places. You know, everybody knows the Yosemite and the Grand Canyons, but what we're hoping with this hackathon is that the developers will be able to develop apps that will let people know about activities on lesser-known public lands, because those have plenty of space and plenty of access and plenty of great, we'll say, park rangers in the National Park Service, but also other places as well, who would love to have more visitors.
We're speaking with Tim Fullerton. He's the Director of Digital Strategy at the Interior Department. And after these apps are developed, are these the intellectual property belongs to the developer? Does the Interior have any rights to use of any of this developed code, or how does that all work?
So everything that the developers are developing is their own property, and one of the things that is really exciting about this is if somebody hits on a great idea, you know, they may be able to develop a business out of that. They may be able to create jobs out of that using our data while also giving the public information on our public lands, which is the really, really exciting part about this whole project.
And has these types of hackathons and this app development, has it pointed out to the Interior Department some data that they probably could develop that they don't have, or that data is in a format that's not usable by an app that has to be converted so it is usable?
So one of the things that will be happening at the hackathon is that we're actually going to be asking that developer community if the API, which stands for Application Programming Interface, if that tool is actually in a format that they want, or if they have feedback so that we can continually improve that so that it doesn't only help the people at the hackathon, but anyone across the country will be able to use that data in a form that's easy for them to use as well.
I suppose when these apps come out, if they do, then they would be even useful to Interior's own employees.
Absolutely. I mean, we have 70,000 employees across the country, and these people are you know, the stewards of our public lands, and they also know best of anybody how amazing these places are, and hopefully it can help make their jobs easier as well.
And I guess it's the follow-on question with respect to the data is, and the intellectual property, then you have no particular preference for what types of languages or coding tools that the developers use.
No, and that's the thing, is that what we're excited about is we actually don't even know some of the things that these folks will be able to come up with, which is the really exciting thing. And as you mentioned, other languages is something that would be really, really great for our foreign audiences, so that it's easier for them to get information, so that it makes it easier for them to decide, yes, I want to travel to the U.S., you know, I want to go visit New York City, but then I also want to go visit all the public lands that are around there as well, which we're really hoping we'll see something come out of this in April.
Well, I also meant the software development languages.
No, we are technology agnostic, code agnostic. As long as they can access the data through the API, we do not want to pick technology winners. Everyone is free to use whatever technology they would like.
Okay, and what if someone develops an app that, I don't know, that's maybe negative in terms of how it treats the Interior Department or the National Park Service, like an app for things that give you rashes in the national parks or animals that bite in the national, that kind of thing. Are they free to do that if they so desire?
They are, and I would argue that information is also important too, for folks that have allergies or folks that don't want to go to certain places, or maybe novice hikers that don't want to go onto some of the rougher terrain. All that data is there, and the Obama administration has made it a key to push out as much data as possible. So if people want to do that as well, they are free to do that.
All right. Well, I've seen a bear or two on some public lands, and sort of you just turn around and walk away in the case of most bears. All right. So anything else we need to know? I mean, do you expect apps to be done at the end of the hackathon?
We're really looking at this as a beginning of a long relationship with the developer community. This is a way for us to introduce ourselves, to let them know just the breadth of data that both Interior and USDA have at their disposal, and we're just really looking forward to starting that relationship and seeing where it goes in the future.
Tim Fullerton is the Director of Digital Strategy at the Interior Department. As always, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.